Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Oh, you guys, I'm so excited for this episode. We are doing what we normally do after a launch and giving you all the nitty-gritty details, right? So you're getting to hear about ad spend, what we did, what we didn't do, how much we made, all of what happened in our most recent launch, which happens to be an affiliate launch for someone else's course, not even our own program, that we just wrapped up in July of 2017. So if you like have no clue what we're talking about, there are episodes leading up to this that you can go back and listen to where we talk about what is FB everything, how have we started using Facebook ads for our own success, what did we learn? How great of an impact it had for us and why we decided to be an affiliate. This right now is all of the numbers, right? All of the results from that launch. After we had so much success with taking FB everything, we knew that it would be really beneficial for a lot of our audience. So when Courtney asked us to be an affiliate, we were like, yeah, duh. And so instead of just doing kind of what we've done in the past for smaller affiliates and just saying like, here's our link and like, go sign up for this thing. We treated it like an actual launch. So we spent money to market someone else's program. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Now, before we jump into all the details of like what we did and how it worked, I do want to preface that this affiliate launch was unlike anything we had ever done before, in that in the past, affiliate relationships have looked one of two ways. The majority of, I would say, what is still continuing to bring in us money every month is our ongoing affiliate partners. So we are affiliates with companies like ConvertKit and LeadPages, and we have these links that are set up. And so you can purchase through our affiliate and we get commission based on sales. Now, we will occasionally do a webinar with that company or promote their product. We've even been known to do ads for them, but we've never spent like a ton of effort necessarily marketing. Right.
The ads we've ran are the ones you've heard on this podcast. So they're free for us to make. Sure. We just plug our own affiliate link, kind of just like, hey, if you want it, it's open all the time. You can go get it.
Now, the other way we've done it is with people, and technically they're still brands, but we've had collaborations with a couple different entrepreneurs over the last couple of years where we jumped on a webinar together and co-sold a product, whether we were each selling like a bundle of courses or they sold their course or we sold ours. And we did those and they did okay in comparison to what we were doing at the time. They were pretty typical with the launches we were doing at the time. So they were stacking up to our typical results. Now, this is stacking up to our now typical results, but that is so drastically different than it was even a couple months ago that we couldn't help but share it.
Yeah. So if you're unfamiliar with the process, we're talking about Courtney Foster Donahue, by the way. This is her program that we were an affiliate for. To kind of set the stage, she followed a similar launch pattern that we did, which we learned a lot from her and a lot from other people, where she hosted a free challenge. So getting as many people as possible to a free challenge was super crucial. And then once they were inside that challenge, they would see the benefit of her teaching, her strategies and learning from her and the value of her group. And then through our nurturing and through Courtney's nurturing, they stuck around for the next 8 days and learned more about the program. And then they either bought the program or they decided it wasn't for them. So the cart was open for 8 days after a challenge. So it's open for 8 days, like the doors actually open, but 5 days prior to that, there was a lot of activity around us and Courtney and the challenge and Facebook and everything. So it was a lot longer kind of promotional window than just that 8 days.
So to get ready for the launch, we knew we wanted to spend a lot of effort making sure this thing worked like gangbusters. We had known in advance that we were only going to launch our products a couple of times throughout the rest of the year. And that meant in July, we weren't launching anything of our own. With that being said, that gave us a lot of room to really promote this and promote this hard. And so to get ready for it, we planned it as if it was a typical launch. And the first thing we really tackled was, well, I guess twofold, our email, like sequencing, what were we going to say to these people throughout the launch period, and as well as what video ads did we want to put out. So we had decided in advance that we were going to do 3 video ads. In the past, we had only done 2 and then 1 design-based like image for the cart close, but we decided to do all 3 as videos this time. And we planned this like way more than we normally do.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like we wrote scripts. We actually hired a videographer to come in and shoot for us. So instead of us just sitting behind the screen, like we production styled it a bit. Now, granted, this was not like movie camera set. Like this was, we were in Emily's house. We had a videographer that was like just out of college. Like it wasn't right. Like, don't daydream about this being some magical fairy tale. This was just us upping our game a little bit to try to make these ads a little more high end.
Well, and I think the reason behind that is it paying someone to shoot us was something we had wanted to try anyways. We wanted to incorporate some B-roll. We wanted to incorporate more of a lifestyle feel. And so we thought, why not, while we're trying an affiliate launch where there's a little bit less pressure for our thing, to just experiment a little bit and see how that goes. Getting some good footage that just looks different than what your eyeballs are used to seeing through your newsfeed, so it stands out a little better. We had just 3 weeks prior wrapped up our launch for Strategy Academy, where we ran ads, where we were sitting in front of the computer camera talking to you. So we figured if you had just seen something like that, we wanted to mix it up a little bit different since we were selling to you so quickly after we had just wrapped up a launch. So it was strategic in a lot of ways. It was a pretty inexpensive like experiment for us. And I think it's something that we're going to try to like figure out how to work even better and tweak that strategy a little bit differently. But I definitely enjoyed the process and kind of just mixing it up.
So the first ad we put out was to promote the challenge. So in the past, if you've heard us talk about the challenge for Strategy Academy, it was very similar. We wanted to put at least half of our budget, and this time we put way more than half of our budget, like 90% of our budget, on promoting the challenge and getting people to sign up, because we needed leads who were warm, and especially for this launch, we needed leads that not only knew us, but knew who Courtney was. And so that was a really unique challenge.
Yeah. So the best way, you know, for us to do that was spending a lot of money getting people to the challenge, because we all know that if you can provide amazing value for a free thing, you're going to get those people paying attention when you're asking them to pay for something. That was just proven to us when we ran a challenge for Strategy Academy that led into a paid product. So I feel like when it wasn't our own thing and we were still kind of testing out how do we market someone else's thing, we really wanted them to see the value right off the bat inside her challenge, because she's ran it, a handful of times. It's gone really, really well. And she's gotten so much great feedback that it's been proven. So it wasn't like our challenge was the first thing we'd ever done, the first time we'd ever run a challenge. This one had data backing it up about how many people typically sign up, how many people typically convert, and what is that engagement like? So we knew it was worth putting the bulk of our ad budget to that thing because it was going to pay off. So we, at the end of the day, our affiliate link got 2,108 challenge signups over the course of like five or six days of running that ad.
Yeah. So we were running the ad prior to the challenge starting and into the challenge itself. So we left that open into the third or fourth day of the challenge running. In the past, we had turned it off a lot sooner. So I think going forward, that's something we'll keep open. So we had over 5,000 clicks from our ad. We spent $4,071.82 to get those 2,100 signups. And we also sent three emails. So it wasn't 5,000 clicks to 2,000 signups. Be aware that we also had organic people coming in from our Facebook group. We had people coming in from just like their friends and family telling them about it. And then our email list, we did send, I believe, three emails to get people to sign up for the challenge.
Prior to the challenge. Yep. Mm-hmm. So once the challenge started, we knew that Courtney's value would kind of take over. So the way this was set up, just to kind of set the stage, is it's a last referral affiliate program. So what that means is I could give Abby my affiliate link today, but in 7 days, if she clicks Courtney's affiliate link, Courtney's going to get that credit for it. Or someone else's affiliate link, that person's going to get that credit. So it is my responsibility as a business owner to not only bring in my people, but continue nurturing those people and provide value to them myself. So ourself as TCC, answering their questions, showing support, calling them out by name when we saw them doing great things, sending them emails from our account. It was all about keeping that presence up. So at the end of the whole program, right, the end of the cart being open, they would still refer back to us because they were thankful for the value that we brought to them separately.
So the odd part of this, and the part that we just had to learn, was we had to get them there and we did have to shut up for a little bit. So yes. During Facebook on Fleek Week, Courtney was sending an email every single day talking about Facebook giving free value. And we didn't want to disrupt that. We didn't want to throw people off. We wanted them to be participating. And so instead of like us also sending an email saying, hey, did you go read Courtney's email? We just said nothing.
Mm-hmm. And we were active in her Facebook group. Yes. We were replying. We were going through the challenge ourselves because we had never actually gone through the challenge. When we bought Courtney's program, it was after her challenge had already ended last time. So we were going through it live. We were sharing our cover photo. We were sharing what we were learning from the lessons. We were replying back to people's comments. So we were being engaging, but not in their inbox.
Yes. So we just had to like listen to the people and engage where necessary, but literally shut up, which is hard for the two of us to do, and wait until the cart opened. And that's when we flipped to our second ad, which was also a video ad. And this time, instead of doing a click-based ad, we did engagement because we really wanted to focus on some of the organic reach. We knew people were going to click to the sales page. We knew they were going to click to the sales page from all sorts of places. But we knew at the end of the day, we could also do retargeting at the final tip of the iceberg to get them over the edge.
Uh-huh. So our second ad, we spent $510.77 and we reached just under 30,000 engagements. So people watching the video and seeing our content, right? So that seems like a ton of people. But the reason why, you know, engagement, it just has such a higher reach because it's just so much cheaper than a link click, where a link click might be, you know, 75 cents, $1.50, something like that. You're looking at 1 or 2 cents for engagements. And so our strategy behind that was like, we're sending it to just warm people at this point. So people who are interested in us and people who are interested in Courtney. And we just wanted to be able to pop up in their newsfeed of like, hey, don't forget about us. Don't forget about this program. Don't forget this is our journey and this is why you want to buy through us. So just kind of popping in as that reminder of what's happening and what's available.
Right. So the next kind of piece to the puzzle was, I mean, obviously we're promoting, we do send several of our own emails during launch week because we obviously want to get our referral, but we also had the opportunity to go live on a Q&A with Courtney and have her engage on our Facebook page and really just answer people's questions. I've seen this work extremely well for other people. I don't know if we did enough of a good job getting people to that live.
I think one thing we struggle with, and we're still trying to figure out how to fit it in with even our future launches, is you have your emails that you're marketing to your people that are planned, and you know what pain points you need to hit on, what stories you need to share, et cetera. And then we also like to allow room inside of a launch week for organic decisions. So like, oh, I really feel like we need to go live right now and talk about XYZ. I really feel like it'd be helpful if we went live in a couple days to answer these questions. So when we do that, it's either fly by the seat of the pants and you're literally just hopping on live and whoever happens to show up shows up. But then when you have a plan live and you want people to actually come, do we send an additional email, like two potential emails in one day about like, hey, we're going to go live in a couple days to talk about XYZ? Or do you just kind of like let it be organic and fly and just maybe warn people a couple hours in advance? That's something we're still figuring out and kind of testing to see what works better for us. Because when you're mapping out your email structure, it's hard to eliminate one of those emails because they all play such a crucial role in the entire big picture to say, oh no, instead of sending that email, let's send one to tell people we're going to go live so they can put it in their calendars. Does that value outweigh the value of the email that you already have planned? That's kind of where we're at still.
Right. So we really wanted to get across to our students that if they purchase this program, not only were they going to get attention from us in the future, like you could come back and ask us questions, but ultimately Courtney is going to be there for you. And she is super supportive, super knowledgeable. She knows her stuff. And so we wanted that to be super evident if it hadn't already clicked for them. And so we decided to turn that Facebook Live into an ad, and we spent just under $68 and reached around 3,000 people through an engagement ad. And so I don't know how much that helped. It's really hard to track conversions.
It's hard to tell, but whether it was necessarily from the ad, which we didn't continue to check afterwards, because it did take a while. It did take a while for that ad to get approved because Facebook was a little drunk that week. But what we did notice is while we were live and shortly after live, we kept refreshing our affiliate center and we got, I mean, I think 10 to 15 sales because of that live.
Oh, for sure.
And so I know going live was beneficial. So that's why we did decide to turn it into an ad, because we're like, well, the people who watched it, but it's also really hard to get people to go back and watch a live that's already over. Like you're already dropping off engagement just because they weren't there in the moment. So it is going to perform a little differently.
So let me set the stage for you a little bit. So we're like halfway through this launch and Courtney is just telling us how awesome we're doing. Yeah. And we are telling her, I don't believe you. I do not believe you. Our sales were good to most people's standard. I'm sure they would be excellent to most people's standard, honestly.
They just weren't the normal numbers we were used to seeing by the point we were at in this launch.
Yeah. So normally how our launches work, and apparently this is not.
It is clearly evident that it's different.
Yeah. So everybody's launch is going to be a little different. So I kind of thought this was just the formula that everyone went through. Apparently not. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business?
I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
So our typical launch has a big spike the first day. The second day, it's definitely not as good as the first day, but we still get some sales. The third, fourth, and fifth day are like desert
ghost town.
Some days literally $0. And we've been okay with that. And then the last 48 hours, it's like gangbusters. But by the last 48 hours, we've already made 75-80% of our sales, and like we just sealed the deal.
We just know that a good portion, especially the last 24 hours for us, a good enough portion is going to come in there to wrap up the launch. But at that point, we're like, we're sitting solid. We're pretty good. We know we're going to get one more flux and it's going to be a party.
Yeah. With Courtney, apparently everyone waits until the last minute.
Literally.
I'm lying. I'm exaggerating. We almost doubled our entire launch in the last 24 hours. And I would venture to guess the majority of that happened in the last 12 hours.
Yeah. So we kept checking in with her, like, is this what's normal? What do you forecast now? And granted, this was also her biggest launch. And I'm not saying this to be like an asshole about it, but like we were her highest performing affiliate by far and ever, right? So she was also getting numbers that she wasn't used to seeing. And so it really kind of construed her data a little bit, because she's like, I don't really know, because we've never had these high of challenge signups before. We never had this high of first day sales before. So it might kind of throw everything off, but she kept sticking to the last 48 hours sales will double. The last 48 hours sales will double. And we're like, no, maybe 25%, but they're not going to double. She's like, no. Here's my last four or five launches, and almost down to the dollar and cent, not even kidding you, they would double in the last 48 hours. And so we trusted her. We kept it up. We kept up our emails. We kept up engagement. We did run our last ad, which ran for the last 24, was it 24 or 48 hours?
It was more like 36 hours.
Yeah. So it was our video. Like we mentioned at the beginning, it was our first video for a cart close ad. We typically just do a graphic that says cart is closing today or something like that. We decided to do a video. It was shorter than the other ones. It was short and sweet, but I think it went well. We spent $220, got 139 clicks. So we did it for link clicks instead of engagement, so we could actually really see how many people were clicking over to the sales page. Whether, that one really pushed a lot of people to say, okay, fine, whether it was our emails, whether it was literally because cart was closing, it's all of those things. It never ends up down to just one thing of why we wrapped up so well. But I did like doing a video for a cart close, I will say.
So here's something to know. If you know anything about Facebook ads, you're like, wait. Why for the challenge and why for the cart close would you do clicks instead of conversions? So let me just tell you a little story. When you're an affiliate, Facebook pixels and sharing that kind of information, it's not that Courtney wouldn't have given it to us. It's just it's a little weird. We would have to set up a custom audience for her site. And if we had done that, we technically could have retargeted all of her traffic too, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Which is getting kind of weird and
illegal, unethical.
unethical. I would say unethical. So pixels in, if you're doing your own launch, I would highly, highly, highly suggest a retargeting ad that is a conversion-based ad for your cart close ad.
Yeah,
we spent literally 10% of our cart close on our last launch, but we didn't have another way to do it because of the nature of the beast. How we had to go about it. We had to get traffic there. That was the most important part, because we couldn't see on the other end if they converted or not.
Now, there might be in the future, I don't know if Courtney would open this up, but for something I think that you could do is if you could create individual thank you pages for each of your affiliates. So based off the link that they click and they head to the sales page, this is the thank you page they'll see if they buy. And it would be thank you / Abigail and Emily or something like that. And then we could put a pixel on that particular custom sales page, that particular thank you page, and then have that data. But that's just kind of that's just for a much bigger, more intricate affiliate launch. And if y'all know Courtney, she's currently pregnant and was having morning sickness. And it was kind of one of those things where she was like, we're just going to press the easy button on as much of the options that we can for this launch. And so that's what we did too.
Elaborate on how much of an easy button launch it was. We have never been this chill. Even back when we were doing webinars twice a month, we, there was a lot more pressure around it. But this one, going live would help, but there was we just had to click a bunch of buttons. We had to get a lot of things going and show up.
It was a lot of pre-work, and then it was just sit and wait and engage.
Yeah, where we had to engage on social. That was literally our main job. Engage on social and check our email to make sure people didn't have problems. Yeah. And then ultimately, we just had to leave it up to I don't know, trusting Courtney's system. Because clearly we were basing our affiliate launch on her course that we took that helped us do all our other amazing launches. Uh-huh.
So let's share some numbers, shall we? Ooh. We've gone this far and y'all don't even know how much money we made.
Okay. Can I get a drum roll? All right. So you're probably wondering, how much did you guys sell? Because you sounded like you spent a lot of damn money on this stuff. Okay. We did $103,480 in gross sales.
In 8 days.
In 8 days. For not our product. And we had never talked about Courtney to our list before ever.
Well, we had a couple weeks prior.
That's true. That's true. I'm lying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was a 48-hour sale like a month before or something. But like in general, like the majority of the people on our list weren't familiar with her. Right. Or if they were, it was because they personally had become familiar with her, not that we had introduced them. So that resulted in $51,740 in commission.
Yeah, because with an affiliate, it's a 50% commission. So
at least in this case, not everybody, but typically.
And 99% of affiliate relationships, like courses for programs and stuff, you're looking at 50%. There are different commission for like softwares and stuff like that. But the industry standard is 50%. So breaking that down, Abby did some math for us, so I will share this with you. Total, we spent $4,871 in Facebook ads, $600 on a video shoot. So that's about $5,500. So that's about 10% of our commission or 5% of gross sales. Now, if you go back and listen to our launch postmortems from our other programs earlier this year, you'll hear that in both of those launches, we spent 3% of gross sales. So this time we spent 5% of gross sales. So that was high, but it was new for us. We typically don't spend $600 to do the videos. We typically didn't do a video on the fourth ad. And we've never ever had a course affiliate that we paid money to promote. So this was all new for us.
Yeah, we were in like a whole new land. It was totally different. Now, what I think kind of made this special is how Courtney kind of handled affiliates. So we had never been in like an official affiliate launch where there was multiple people launching the same thing at the same time. Okay. Yeah. So to make this really fun and engaging, she had a private Facebook group for all of her affiliates. And seriously, I have never had more fun in a little Facebook group.
It was so fun. And everyone was so supportive and so great. Everyone was cheering each other on. One of her team members, Julie, put up a daily leaderboard for signups for the challenge and then sales once cart opened. And that was so fun. Like it was a really, really good atmosphere.
Yeah, I really loved being around the other affiliates, getting to ask questions. We would post screenshots of, I saw your ad in Facebook, like you're targeting me really well or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was just great to get to know the other girls and see how they were kind of promoting it inside of their
office. Yeah, because I legitimately wondered how that was going to go because I'm like, we're all competing for the same thing, like including Courtney, you know, like we all want our people to go through our link. But at the end of the day, like if you think about it in the same sense that you do your own business, there are other people selling the same shit that you're selling every single day. So how are you different? How are you trusting in your own audience? How are you delivering differently? It's no different for an affiliate. So I loved that like every single person in there was just like, let me see your video. Like it was super cute. Or like I commented on this thing for you or whatever. Like it was just so much like, I know your people are going to buy from you and I don't want your people because they're meant for you. And so it just didn't feel icky or weird. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I was not nervous because I honestly didn't even think about it. I was just like, no thought in advance at all. But like once I was in there, I was like, is this going to be weird? Like, how is this going to go down? But I really enjoyed having everybody in the camaraderie and like genuinely they were supportive and like, if they saw something wrong or like if something was going wrong in one of the Facebook groups and like one of the moderators hadn't seen it, like we were like, we could all jump on and correct something. Yeah. So that was really helpful.
Because, asking support for their own ads. Like it was all just great.
Yeah. So if you're considering running a affiliate launch for your own product, I definitely suggest that is a way to communicate with your affiliates. I think email gets real crazy when you're in the middle of a launch. And so it's a private space and you can just go there and you can even go live and answer those questions. So Courtney would do that sometimes.
Yeah, which was super helpful. Update us on what was going on. So I want to break down the numbers one more time because I know we spread out all of the numbers and I want to just run down as the recap. So we spent around $4,000 on our first video ad, getting people to sign up for the challenge. That resulted in about 2,100 signups. We got 178 sales over 8 days. We ran a total of 4 Facebook ads, spending roughly $4,800 on the Facebook ads. We went live 3 times, one of those being with Courtney. We sent 10 emails total, 3 of those being, hey, go sign up for the challenge, 7 of those being once the cart was open. We also, this isn't even listed on here, we also geared our podcast content around Facebook prior to this launch and around this launch. So it wouldn't be a surprise.
Was there 3 or 4?
Yeah, 3 or 4. I can't remember. But we mentioned the sign-up links on those podcast episodes as well. All of that resulted in $103,000 in gross sales, about $52,000 in commission. That was a 10% ad spend on our commission and 5% on gross sales. I'm very, very pleased with it. Granted, this is another thing dealing with affiliates. We won't see that money for like what, 2 months?
A month? So it happened in July and the first part of August.
It technically ended, the first part of August.
And there's a 30-day hold period. So we have to wait for refunds. And so if anyone refunds anything, Courtney will obviously detract from that. And then we're going to get paid our first chunk in September. And then if people are on payment plans, we will have to get paid over a 4-month period because that's how the payment plans are structured. And like, obviously, like anything else, which we are very used to this because this is just how our own business works, like people's credit card could bounce. All sorts of things can happen.
Yeah.
So this is like,
this is where we're at right now.
In the rainbow scenario, this is what's happening. But we won't necessarily see the rest of the money until literally the end of the year, which is, a little like dun-dun-dun. But it's a nice gravy because we literally went over numbers today with our bookkeeper. And he was like, What were you doing in July? Like,
why were you spending money on ads?
So like your normal sales were good. Like they were normal, but then like your ads were like so high. What were you doing? And then we told him and he was like, what? I had no idea. Oh, I get it. So
it'll help be a nice, like, quote, passive cushion in the months that come through. And one of the things that Abby and I have talked about why we were so ecstatic to do it is A, because we saw so much great results ourselves using the program. I mean, it was a no-brainer. It wasn't something where we were like, oh yeah, sure, you'll pay us to promote that. We can work that in. It was literally like, I'm going to talk about it no matter what. So we might as well make some money doing it if we can, because it was so beneficial to the growth of our business. But, you know, it was just one of those things where it was so freeing and so relaxing to truly just talk about the value of our personal journey for once and like not have to quote sell people on something. You just talk to people in a different way when you do that. And when we were just like, well, they're Courtney's kids now and she's going to go provide value and we're going to step in the group if need be. And like, she's got it and she's got it covered. It was so awesome knowing that We could put in a little bit amount of effort and work, see a really great return, and then that was literally it for us. So this to me feels like one of the most passive things that we do because we truly don't have to touch anyone after.
But the thing is, like, this is also putting a lot of trust in her because a lot, I mean, I could go in and read the people who purchased and I guarantee you I would recognize at least half, if not more, of the names.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these people are like our dreamy customers who have been
our students
who have been around a long time and they purchased them. Now, granted, we definitely got some brand new folks in from our Facebook ads because that's how Facebook ads work. But ultimately, we're putting a lot of trust in her because we're sending her our like best people who, some of them have spent thousands, if not more than thousands of dollars with us. And we're saying she's amazing and you got to listen to everything she says.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm not worried literally at all.
No.
But, you know, that's a lot of trust to put in someone else. So, I mean, you definitely have to take this very, very seriously if it's something you put this much time and effort into. We know.
Yeah.
We know, like, and trust Courtney. We're even
Well,
to fly to go see her.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that, like, to just hammer in this point even more, I don't know if you guys quite realize how many requests every single day we get from someone wanting us to plug their product or service.
Oh, yeah.
Some people that we know, some people that we barely know, some people we've never heard of, some people we're, like, kind of Facebook friends with, and maybe we've met but we don't really have a relationship with, and they have a course and they want us to sell it to you guys. And literally 99.9% of the time we say no, because if we don't know the direct results from those things, it's really hard for us to tell it to you guys and explain it to you guys. So this was the first time we've been so amazed with the results of something where we could very, very confidently turn it around and not feel weird at all about, like, yes, you guys need to get your hands inside this content because it's amazing. No doubt about that. So if you've ever questioned whether you should say yes to an affiliate or not, I really want you to gut check with yourself and, like, don't do it for the money. Like, it will cost you more in the long run if you just say yes to things for that flash in the pan. I want you to say no more often than you say yes.
And then when you do say yes, like, know that it's going to be so great. Like, I have never felt better about something we've done for someone else. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, I'm so thankful that it's helping Courtney out. She can go into, like, the rest of her pregnancy with a little bit of ease, I hope. And, like, you know, my hope, like, she's a six-figure, almost seven-figure business at this point. And girlfriend, take some maternity leave. Like,
No joke.
But, like, I feel like we've been able to help her make that leap or process more doable and something that she, I don't know, she's way too committed to even think about it, but we'll see.
Yeah. So if you guys want to be put on the wait list for FB Everything, doors are opening either, again, in December of 2017 or spring of 2018. There's a baby growing, so we don't really know. Literally, it's not a sales tactic. It's like, she doesn't know if she's going to even have the energy to launch it again. But you can get your booty on the wait list if you head to fblikeaboss.com. Just pop in your name and email. You just hang out and you'll be the first to hear when she opens up the doors again. And maybe you'll hear about it from us too. And you can unlock some goodies. One thing we didn't mention, I'm going to mention this like super, super fast because we're running out of time. We offered a bonus for people who signed up through our affiliate link. So it was a more like to sweeten the deal. Here's why you want to get it from TCC. And you can unlock these free bonuses on top of it. So if you are an affiliate for someone else, consider like making yourself literally stand out by offering something that no one else is if they sign up and purchase through you. Sound good?
Sounds great, Trey.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.